I'd like to tell you a little bit about my religious background. I wasn't raised in a church-going family, although as a kid, I always thought my parents were believers in God. My brother Gary was my first real source about God and the Bible. He asked Jesus into his life when he was 19. When I asked questions, he was always eager to talk to me about it. I had plenty of questions from time to time. I asked Jesus into my heart and life at 20 years old. Sometime after that, I moved from Illinois to Missouri. Married the girl I'd met when we were 16. We had two boys. I thought, what more could I ask for? I didn't commit to finding a church through the years. I felt I was a believer, and that was good enough. About 2 months ago, I went to a head and neck specialist. I was diagnosed with cancer. After the doctor laid out the facts, the impact set in. I never felt so alone. Attempting to choke back my emotions, I knew I couldn't deal with this with family alone. Later that day, I told a few people that were close to me. One of them was my friend, Denny Brailsford. Denny and I go way back. He has invited me to church now and again. I couldn't sleep that night. I text Denny about 11 o'clock, figured he'd see the text when he got up. I asked him if I could join he and Tina at church Sunday. In about 5 minutes, I got a text back from Denny. Quote, pick you up at 9, would be honored to have you. The next text he added, remember, you are never alone. Christ is always there. It was my first step back to Jesus. That Sunday, I came forth to Pastor Nick, told him I need to renew my vows with the Lord. When he prayed with me, I didn't feel alone anymore. I felt a guilt and shame at first that I had turned away all these years. But I knew in my heart that Jesus forgave me. Since then, there's been a calm in my life. I understand now there is no replacement for Jesus Christ. He is the only way. In James chapter 5, verse 15, it reads, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. I do believe that God heals, but I also believe that healing is not the only path he chooses for us. Sometimes his perfect plan for us is through suffering, experience diseases, illnesses, and hardships. Denny and I went fishing the other day. He commented, it doesn't matter if you get healed from this, the Lord takes you home. He said, Rick, you're a winner either way. Thanks for helping me open my eyes, Denny. And thank you, Lord, for accepting me and forgiving me.
Amen. So, Rick, would you say that you've trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
Yes.
And have you repented of your sins and decided to love and follow Jesus Christ with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength?
Yes.
Do you believe Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose from the dead and that he's the only way to be forgiven and to have eternal life?
Yes.
Well, Rick, because of what Jesus did for you on the cross when he died for you for your sins, and because he rose from the dead for your salvation, and because of your profession of faith in him as your Savior and your Lord, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.